for our Tech Talk segment. Every week at this time, David Snell joins us from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so this week we're talking about LastPass again. I know this is something we have mentioned before, and I kind of liked how you sent the email. This is for LastPass users, if you're still using it.
Exactly. And for those folks that are, we have a warning for them, a serious warning, in fact, if they try to use LastPass support and dialing in a fake phone number.
Oh.
So okay. I'm sure you remember back in 2022, the end of 2022, LastPass was hacked and they lost 25 million users' entire password vaults.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot. And then they said, well, they're encrypted, but it's come to light that perhaps they're getting them unencrypted now that they've had these vaults for 2 years. They are using high-powered computers trying to get into the systems.
Wow. Okay. So now, originally LastPass was supposed to be the last password you'd ever need, and it was going to be safe and secure, and you could have everything all worked out through one thing, right?
Exactly. And we've recommended them for a number of years. Matter of fact, we used them for a number of years.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think in the early years it was good. I mean, I guess like with most things, it was great until it wasn't.
Exactly. So what happened there, you know, it wasn't like they had a breach because the security was lax. They had a breach because an individual who worked for them, security was lax.
Yeah.
And they got into his computer and then got his information and then got into the entire database of everybody. So that's what they do. It's called phishing, as you know.
Yeah.
And it happens to everybody. And some of us get caught and some of us don't.
No, I know. And that's just awful. And, you know, obviously it was awful for this this company and this service. So at this point, what is the latest now then? If someone's, I imagine you said now this latest is some sort of fake phone number?
Yeah, there's posted online a phone number for LastPass support. If you need customer service, you'll dial this number, although the number is not at all associated with LastPass. So when you call a number, they try to help you. They're going to help you the best they can. And then they ask you to go to a website, click on a link. And what that does, it downloads a screen connect client that gives them full remote access to your computer in the background.
Ah, so that they can work on it.
They can certainly work on it, and you don't know that it's happening. So what happens is the guy keeps you on the phone, or the gal, the person, mm-hmm. and then another person logs into your computer where you can't see them logging in, and either installs other applications, steals data, whatever they want to do at that point in time.
Okay, so in this scam, David, is targeting people that have been affected by LastPass, or are they hoping that they can kind of finish the job, or what are they looking to do?
Well, they're hoping that they can get someone to actually click on a link that maybe that is probably still using passwords, absolutely still using LastPass. So,
yeah.
And then if you get them to click on the link, then you get access to the computer, and then they have access to you and everything that you have. Now, this isn't just LastPass either, because this has been found targeting companies including Amazon, Adobe, Facebook, YouTube, Peacock TV, Netflix. A lot of them out there with the exact same phone number.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, again, it's a scam looking to get you to talk to someone that you, they pretend they're in tech support.
Exactly. They call in and they say, what application are you calling in for?
Yeah.
And then, you know, okay, my Peacock TV. Okay.
Yeah, I'm having trouble logging in or I need to reset. I mean, because, you know, some of this, you know, it can be confusing and, you know, we'd like to think you could just call a number and someone will walk you through it. But in this case, they are going to take you for a walk.
Exactly. They're going to take you for a ride.
Yeah, as I should be saying. Yeah, exactly. They're going to take you for a ride. So I guess the main thing is that, how are people getting this number? Are you saying that they're calling or they're contacted?
Actually, they're finding that this company, the threat actors, are targeting the company's users by leaving 5-star reviews with the fake LastPass customer support number.
Oh, wow.
If you look at a LastPass review, it's great, 5 stars, we love it, yeah. And if you have any problems, call this number. They're great.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And unfortunately, some people do.
Yeah. Well, another thing out there to watch out for. So what would you advise people listening this morning that are LastPass customers or in general, I guess?
In general, Rob, we talk about this all the time. Don't go buy anything that you find not on the manufacturer's own website. Mm-hmm. So you want LastPass customer support or Adobe customer support or Amazon, you go to that website, not by using a link, but going directly and getting the information you need there.
Yeah, that's the important thing, because you might see these reviews and you see that number, and it's tempting to call it, certainly. But again, you have to find out if it's really from the actual website. So that's the only way to do it, right?
That's correct. So everyone should just be careful how they're moving around on the internet and take some precautions.
All right. Good stuff. And to find out more about this latest article, again, LastPass warning of fake support centers trying to steal customer data. And as David mentioned, that number has been associated with a lot of other scams as well, just trying to basically, again, prey on when you're looking for help or you need help. There are people out there that are trying to take your money. So, David, where can people go to read the article?
People should go to my website, xsmartit.com, click on my blog link. It has all the information, plus all the other companies who were affected by this fraudulent phone number.
xsmartit.com, xsmartit.com. David Snell, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. Tech Talk with David Snell every week at this time on WATD.